Hey guys, this is Tyler Watson with Impact to Income, and thanks for joining me today on the show. Today I'm going to be sharing a little bit about masculine and feminine energy. Now, this isn't like, you know, male and female, but more masculine, feminine energy. Men and women, we both have both masculine and feminine energy. The yin and the yang, as you most have heard it. And why this is important in growing a 6 to 7 figure business, as well as creating important relationships around you. A quick story. When I first started off as a speaker, I was teaching in a very different way. When I would stand up and present and put on an event, I would have about 95% women and 5% men. So in a room of 20 people, I might have one man and 19 women. It was nuts. I was like, what is this? Like, why am I attracting this? And anytime I made an offer, I would have very few men sign up to do things with me. And I realized that my masculinity was actually turned down, was not turned up. And so it was a... Women loved it because I could connect with them. However, men who were trying to create a 6-figure and 7-figure business, they wanted more masculine energy. They needed that. And I started to study and learn about how masculine and feminine energy work and how to raise and lower one or the other on demand, on command. And so it was really interesting because my wife... When I first married her, she had a very masculine energy, and I had a very feminine energy. What that means, let me just describe the kind of two energies. So a feminine energy is one of nurturing, caring, loving, peaceful, kind, very soft energy. Okay, it's a healing energy. And just to let you know, neither one's good nor bad, it just is what it is. So that's a feminine energy. A masculine energy is like, do it, you got it, result, boom, it's going to happen, you're just driving result. It's very result-oriented, and it may feel a little bit like forceful, okay? So it's kind of a just a out-there energy, like boom. So any of you know Tony Robbins, he's like 95% in his masculine energy, okay? It's like just crazy, okay? And that's a very masculine energy. And I came from a healer background. So I was very feminine and my wife very masculine. She was an entrepreneur, a go-getter, do it all herself. And when we merged worlds, I wanted to be the masculine role. I wanted to provide. I wanted to do all this stuff. And she wanted to take on more of a feminine role and start to be a mom. Yet it was like destroying our identity. Because my whole life I'd lived that way. And so it was a real struggle the first 6, 7, 8 months being married. We didn't know how to balance this. And as I tried to grow a company, the feminine energy wasn't working for me. It just wasn't working. And so I learned how to step into a more masculine energy. And what happened was amazing. My results, the times that I learned the skill set, but also mastered this emotional mentality of stepping into my masculine energy, literally we scaled from making less than $800 a month, anywhere from sometimes it was $800 to $1,000 a month, to creating $15,000 a month consistently because I was able to step into my masculine energy. And here's the cool thing, because my wife stepped into her feminine energy. It was amazing. And when we balance that, miracles happen. So if you feel like you're off on your results or not getting what you're wanting or you just don't feel good about yourself, whether you're a male or a female, women need to stay in their feminine energy at least 65 to 75% of the time. To feel really good inside. Men, masculine energy 65 to 75% of the time, or 75 to 85% of the time. That's a good ratio. And then you can go feminine or the woman can go masculine. However, most people on the planet, most men that I meet, especially if they're not getting results, it's because they're living in 50 to 60%, sometimes 70 and 80% feminine energy, meaning they're more nurturing, they're more kind, they're very passive, and they're trying to visualize and attract things into their life, but they're not turning on the masculine energy to say, okay, time to kick it into gear. What I say is law. This is my goal, and I'm going to get it. Nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to do whatever it takes. That's a masculine energy. For a woman, most women I find now on the planet are in a more masculine role. Why? Because they've been hurt. They've been abused. They've gotten out of divorces because the men and women were off. And so women, they naturally will take on, unnaturally will take on a masculine role to protect themselves from more pain, because it's very vulnerable for a woman to be in her feminine energy. And so it's magnificent to watch how when people start to figure this out and they can balance it as a couple, things start happening like crazy miracles on the planet. And results go up, love goes up, just everything goes up, 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 up. And everybody feels good, everybody feels fulfilled. You start to live your mission and your impact. So I'm not going to go into a whole lot of details on this one on like how to do that. Maybe I'll do that on another show. But I just want to bring your awareness to this so that you can start to maybe study it and look into how to shift masculine to feminine energy. And if you guys want some help on it, let me know if you want to hear another show on like what to do. I have tons of information on this. And just let me know. So thanks for listening to me today. I just wanted to get this to your awareness that balancing your masculine and feminine energy is key to your success. Be aware of this. Know that it does matter and that it can make all the change in the world. So just to close with that, now when I do a presentation, I'm 50-50 and I'll enroll 50% men, 50% women, and I'll have about equal of both, because I've tailored my words and my energy to attracting both, because that's my niche. So that, just food for thought, as you're thinking about that, just look up masculine words, feminine words, masculine things to do, feminine things to do, and you can balance this immediately. And it's so fun to do. So thanks for listening to me today. Tyler Watson with Impact to Income here. And be sure and subscribe to our show. Join us through this journey. And if you haven't checked out our website already and gotten plugged into some stuff, check out thefreedomcatalyst.com and start learning. Start gaining more knowledge so that you can take your results to the next level. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.